Hi, and welcome to another episode of Downward Lane.
Hey, everyone.
I know, another break. I feel like this should just be part of our intro now. Like,
it's just, this season's been rough, but I feel like we're getting back on track.
Hopefully.
I mean, this double wedding season is almost over. You're going to have Wednesdays off.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff we can work with here.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging in there.
Yeah.
Hanging in there with
us. That's what I'm saying. I just feel like we should always, like, we start every episode apologizing. Isn't that a weakness?
It's very Midwest.
Okay.
Thing to do. Apologize all the time. Oh. Sorry.
All right. Well, we's back for season 2, episode 32.
Yes.
And today, actually, we were there yesterday. Yeah. We were on location in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And today we are going to discuss the horrific Sikh temple shooting that happened 10 years ago.
I can't even believe it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, that does not seem.
Exactly what I was doing that day.
Yeah.
Yes. It was a month before my first baby was born.
Okay.
So I was super pregnant, and Mike was out of town for some reason, and my mom and I went rummage sale shopping for baby shit.
Fun.
And I was super pregnant, and it was really fucking hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember just being like, I don't know how much more of this I can do, because I was like,
yeah,
8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
And that was like the hottest summer in Milwaukee since like 95 or something. It was just horrible outside. And I just remember, like, we were driving around going to rummage sales and then hearing this on the radio. It's a very vivid memory of
that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. I don't remember it that. I mean, I remember it happening. It didn't seem like it was 10 years ago, but I don't have any memory of that at all. That's horrible.
It's weird that I remember, like, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are going to get into it. So sitting across from me is Heather.
And sitting across from me is Jessica.
So let's get into this and take a trip with us.
Down Murder Lane.
Okay. Favorite part? West Dallas or Florida?
Florida. All right. Okay. A food delivery driver who was tired of waiting for his order kicked in a drive-thru window at a Burger King, causing $1,200 in damage, police said. The 20-year-old male Uber Eats driver intentionally kicked in the drive-thru window shortly before 11 p.m. on February 23rd and then left the area in a newer model four-door silver sedan.
I mean, the food, it wasn't even for him.
No.
But he had to make sure he got that timeline and got that tip.
Well, you know, because he's like, it's cutting into his profits.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah. All right.
So the man had not been identified because Uber Eats will not provide the driver information without a court order.
Oh, yeah.
Police are pursuing one. Possible charges for the driver include disorderly conduct and criminal damage to property. Where did this occur?
This seems... I'm going to go with West Dallas because, God, I hope...
What's your rationale for West Dallas?
Well, Uber Eats, I feel like, is bigger up here than it is in Florida. Down in Florida, I feel like I hear more DoorDash. So this is my reasoning. And then also, I feel like Uber... I mean, you had the McDonald's one last episode where the girl was twerking and pregnant at the McDonald's, and that was Florida. But I think it's more... I don't know.
You're right.
Burger King, is it? Like, Burger King is bigger up here than it is in Florida.
Yeah.
Too.
And it's the one over by the old West Dallas Kmart.
Yeah, yeah. I know that Burger King. Gone there many times.
Yep, that's where this happened. This guy was pissed. He's like, you are cutting into my profit.
Yeah. Oh, that is hilarious.
You can make a lot of money doing on DoorDash Uber. Or Uber Eats.
Really? I feel like when I look at it, when, you know, I use Uber Eats sometimes.
Yeah.
And,
we have a Grubhub membership.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, I feel, I look at it, I'm like, man, how can it be this cheap to do this? But like, how are they making their money? But I'm like, oh, the prices are inflated. Like, this, if I go to Burger King myself, it's going to be like $1 less. So I get it, but
so
good for them.
They pay them, the company pays them, and then you tip them. But you know my friends, Dory and Dave, that were on our Haunchyville episode?
Yeah.
Their middle son, Owen, just graduated from high school, and he does DoorDash. That's his job. Like, he quit his job at Walmart to do DoorDash.
Uh-huh.
He makes so much money.
Really?
And then he's, like, going to go to school now, like college.
Yeah.
But when he was in high school, and then he can do it when he wants
When he wants. I feel like you could turn it on and off at your will.
So
that's really nice, flexible.
Wanted to work extra, because he's like a big saver, like he has like tons of money in the bank, which is like kind of awesome.
Yeah.
But they were telling me that, like, if he didn't have something going on Saturday morning, he'd be like, I'm just going to go out for a couple hours and DoorDash.
Yeah.
And then he would make money. So you just it on your own schedule.
Yeah.
So it's very flexible. But and then other days he would do it for like 8 hours, like an 8 hour shift of it.
Yeah.
And then you're just driving around listening to music.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have any stupid boss telling you to do things.
I feel like, though, I would, like, I wouldn't want to smell that food all day.
No.
I'd be hungry all day. I'm already hungry all day, and that would just feel like that would just make it worse.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So West Dallas. Good times.
Yeah, so it's Dallas, the Burger King over off of Greenfield and 60-something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's a very lively area.
That was my favorite store. That all the best stories
came
from West Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
Just the funniest shit.
Not Hale's Corners.
No, there's nothing interesting there. But anyway. All right. So do you want to do the TripAdvisor?
Sure. TripAdvisor says the number one thing to do in Oak Creek is to visit Bender Park.
Hmm.
Bender Park is a spectacular park in Milwaukee County's far southeastern corner. The land was purchased by the county in the 1960s with the help of federal land and water conservation funds.
Hmm.
The park has bluffs overlooking Lake Michigan, ravines, wetlands, along with level green space for playing. It is beautiful.
I've never even heard of this park.
It's really nice.
Bender Park, okay. Mm-hmm.
The county has added a marina for boats and a small pavilion.
Hmm.
It's very nice.
That's really cool. I'll have to look that up. We're always looking for new places
it's
to go.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You can hike there. There's bluffs that overlook in the lakefront. It's not far away from Grant Park.
Oh, okay.
A little south of there.
So I guess Grant Park probably just takes over, like, when you look into...
Like Seven Bridges.
Yeah,
like
Seven Bridges.
But
like
this is very similar, but probably not as busy.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Good to know before I make my Cub Scout schedule.
Yes, yes. Bender Park is very nice.
Okay, so on August 5th, 2012, was a very hot day in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Temps soared near 100, and 2012 was tied for the hottest year on record in Milwaukee. So tied with 1931.
Yeah, wow. And then I was like hella pregnant.
Yeah. I feel like it's been hotter.
It's been so
hot. I'm not going to get into climate change, but I feel like this lately has been hotter.
It's been hot,
yeah.
And then the winters have been weird, and it's definitely not the same as when I was a kid growing up here.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh, so while the temperatures neared record-breaking in the city that day, the weather was not what the date was will be remembered for, unfortunately.
Yep.
It's really sad. So on this day, a mass shooting took place at the Sink Temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. The shooter, 40-year-old Wade Michael Page, fatally shot 6 people and wounded 4 others. A 7th victim died of his wounds in 2020? Really?
Yeah.
Damn. So Page committed suicide by shooting himself in the head after he was shot in the hip by a responding officer. So is he trying to, like, suicide by officer or some shit?
I think. So Page was an American white supremacist and Army veteran from Cudahy, Wisconsin.
Hmm.
Now, Cudahy could also be, did this happen in West Dallas or Cudahy, by the way, because Cudahy is
We could maybe work special. That in somehow.
Maybe season 3. What Milwaukee suburb did this happen
in? Yeah. West Dallas or Cudahy.
West Dallas or Cudahy.
No, it should be West Dallas, Cudahy, or Sheboygan.
Right. Brookfield or Mequon.
Yeah. Yeah,
this
we should do...
crazy lady in a Land Rover. What did she, you know...
Where drove on the sidewalk. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So, apart from the shooter, all of the dead were members of the Sikh temple. The incident drew responses from President Barack Obama and Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. Dignitaries attended candlelight vigils in countries such as the U.S., Canada, and India, and First Lady Michelle Obama visited the temple on August 23, 2012.
Wow.
On the day of the tragedy, emergency calls rolled in the morning of August 5th, and police responded to the shooting at the temple at 10:25 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Hmm.
Right around the time my mom was picking me up to go...
Rummaging.
Yes. Probably got me some McDonald's breakfast.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And then we went rummaging.
Okay.
So anyways. On arrival, they engaged with the gunman, later identified as Wade Michael Page, who had shot several people and killed 6.
What? Was this a Saturday or a Sunday? Do we know?
I feel like it was a Sunday.
Okay.
I am 99% sure it was a Sunday.
Okay. Just wondered.
Yeah.
I just don't know when they hold temple. I don't know if it's a Saturday.
I feel like it was a Sunday because I still worked a lot on Saturdays.
Okay.
So, I'm pretty sure it was a Sunday.
Okay.
All right, so he had shot several people, he killed six, and then Page also wounded an officer after being shot in the side by another. He then shot himself in the head, as we mentioned. He was armed with a 9mm Springfield XD semi-automatic pistol. Page had legally purchased the gun in Wisconsin. Page's victims were 5 men and 1 woman, ranging in age from 39 to 84.
Wow. So 3 men were transported to Frederick Hospital, including one of the responding officers. Initial reports said the gunman had died from being shot by police officers at the scene, but the FBI later clarified that he had died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head after being shot by the officer in the side.
Yeah, they, like, shot him over here to try to...
Yeah, disarm him or whatever. Disarm him,
but not, like, in the stomach, but, like, on the side. And then he just shot himself in the head.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
All right. So authorities released an audio recording of the incident during which the first responding officer, Lieutenant Brian Murphy, was shot by the gunman. Mm-hmm. It contained the words, "I have someone walking out the driveway towards me, man with a gun, white t-shirt, followed by gunfire." Ooh.
Yeah.
In September 2012, authorities released video recordings taken by squad cars during the incident, including the moments when Murphy was shot.
I watched it on YouTube.
I want to watch it now.
I mean, I couldn't see him getting... I mean, you could tell he was hit, but it was one of those things.
Yeah. And the gunman being shot by another officer. So Murphy was shot 15 times by Page, but miraculously survived.
Yeah, so the lieutenant survived. The first responding officer did.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. When 15
Page,
times.
He was like 50 Cent or something?
Yeah.
Sorry.
50 Cent.
We always take it somewhere inappropriate. Yeah. Okay, so when Page arrived at the temple and started shooting, the temple was preparing langar, a Sikh communal meal, for later in the day. Witnesses suggested that women and children would have been at the temple preparing for the meal at the time of the incident, as children's classes were scheduled to begin at 11:30.
Yeah.
So he came in before. Thank goodness he came when he came, so because not a lot of people were there yet.
Right.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So really only women and children, and then like some people that were helping to get things set up, like workers or whatever. Okay. All right. So the Joint Terrorism Task Force investigated the site, and Oak Creek Police Chief John Edwards said his force treated the incident as a domestic terrorism incident, which is exactly what it is, in the beginning stages of this investigation. Oak Creek Police handed the investigation over to the FBI. They also investigated possible ties to white supremacist groups and other racial motivations. The FBI said that there was no reason to think anyone else was involved in the attack, and they were not aware of any past threat made against the temple.
Okay.
U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder described the incident as an act of terrorism and a hate crime. This is going to be rough, so I apologize if I just
butcher the names. Yeah, I'm glad you're doing it. Cause
right, I did this on purpose.
Thank you.
Like, all right,
you're
Jessica,
better at this.
All right, the 6 victims killed include one woman, Paramajit Kaur, 41, and 5 men. Satwant Singh Kaleka, 65, who is the who was the founder of the temple.
Wow.
Prakash Singh, 39. Sita Singh, 41. Ranjit Singh, 49. And Suveg Singh, 84. Those names weren't that bad.
Now, I wonder if they were all related.
I was just wondering that, because they're all Singh. Maybe they were there, because that's the founder of the temple. Maybe his family was there helping.
Yeah.
And working. All of the male victims wore turbans as part of their Sikh faith, and 4 of the victims were Indian nationals, while the rest were Americans.
Hmm.
So, I don't know if anybody knows anything about the Sikh people. Do you?
I don't.
Well, with weddings, I do some Indian weddings. I do a lot of fusion of different cultures and whatnot. The Sikh people are a part of the Indian culture. They're a certain part of the Indian. Like, there's Hindu and then there's Sikh.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like Catholic and Protestant.
Okay.
Kind of a thing. And Indian people in general are extremely peaceful people.
Okay.
They are not violent. They do not hate America. The Sikh people are exceptionally loving, peaceful people that literally, like, are so, like, peaceful and mm-hmm. like meditation and like mm-hmm. they do not harbor any sort of hate for America. I'm not saying all Muslims do by any means, but this is not the Osama bin Laden people.
Yeah.
This guy was a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Again, I don't want him to go to a Muslim temple, but he didn't even know what he was doing.
Yeah.
Like, these people are, mm-hmm. they're not the ones you're mad at.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyways. Okay, so as previously mentioned, Lieutenant Brian Murphy was shot 15 times at close range, including once in the face and once in the back of the head. And he is such a badass, and he survived that. Mm-hmm. He was discharged from the hospital on August 22nd, 2012. So less than a month later, he was out of the hospital.
Okay.
Seeks for Justice, a New York-based group, pledged a $10,000 award to Murphy, and two Sikh residents of Yuba City, California, donated another $100,000 to Lieutenant Murphy and praised his bravery.
Hmm.
Included among the injured was Baba Punjab Singh, a Sikh priest who was shot in the head.
Wow.
He was left partially paralyzed and eventually died from his injuries 7.5 years later on March 2nd, 2020.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so now more about the perpetrator. So, Wade Michael Page was born, in Colorado on November 11th, 1971. He grew up there and served in the U.S. Army from April 1992 through October 1998. In the Army, he learned to repair the Hawk missile system before becoming a psychological operations specialist. I wonder what that is.
I don't know, but it sounded like he needed to get some psychological help.
Yeah. He was demoted and received a general discharge for patterns of misconduct, including being drunk while on duty and going absent without leave.
Mm.
So, yeah, they probably saw something and like, oh, we need to, you know, it wasn't a dishonorable discharge, but.
No, just general. Like, this isn't going to work out for us. You're not following the rules.
After his discharge, Page returned to Colorado, living in the Denver suburb of Littleton from 2000 to 2007.
That's where that movie theater mass shooting happened.
That was Aurora, right?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, what Aurora? Happened in Littleton?
I don't know. Probably some shit. They can do it. Let's look it up.
I'll find it.
Page worked as a truck driver from 2006 to 2010, but was fired after receiving a citation for drunk driving. Gee, so if he's a drunk driver and he likes doing that, please move back to Wisconsin.
Exactly.
That's probably, okay, is that
probably
what
he came back here.
He came back here, yeah.
Yeah.
He had ties to white supremacist and neo-Nazi groups and was reportedly a member of the Hammerskins. Jeez.
Yeah.
We looked up what the Hammerskins are, and this is according to Wikipedia. Also known as Hammerskin Nation, the Hammerskins are a white supremacist group formed in 1998 in Dallas, Texas. Their primary focus is the production and promotion of white power, rock music, and mainly white power bands have been affiliated with this group. You guys, just stop it.
This is fucking trash.
Stop. Oh, I lost my place because I'm just like...
I know, it's trash.
Yeah. All right, so they also host several annual concerts in both U.S. and Europe.
It's like a big deal.
Don't go to their concerts.
No, like, stop it.
The Hammerskins were one of the most prominent and well-organized American white power skin groups. Good for them.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, like... Third worst JC.
Yeah, exactly. Third shittiest...
Yeah.
Shitbag.
They have 6 chapters in the USA, and chapters also exist in Canada.
Yeah.
And various European countries, New Zealand and Australia.
So they're everywhere.
Dang it.
Just terrible.
They call themselves leaderless, and individual members have been involved in many violent attacks and hate crimes, mostly in the USA. Mm-hmm. Although these have not been organized by the group. So it's just like rogue people that
it's
are part
like
of it?
It's just like rogue people, and they don't have a leader, probably because they don't want anyone to like... take the fall for anyone else, but it's certainly like they get each other riled up.
Jeez. It maintains an active recruitment strategy and encourages members to enlist in military forces in order to learn combat skills for the upcoming race war. I mean, what are we? This is
race war.
They operate on Facebook under the name Crew 38.
So fuck you, Crew 38.
How do you even have a Facebook? How can like people get blocked for posting a funny meme that just says like shit in it?
Exactly.
And you can run a fake. All right, Mark.
Zuckerberg.
Slide into our DMs and tell us, let us know how they can have a group.
One of my Facebook friends, who is not Alyssa, who also gets
in trouble.
In trouble a lot. She did a screenshot because she got flagged for community standards, and her post was happy birthday to someone.
Jeez.
Exactly. So this Crew 38, who is affiliated with the Hammerskins.
And hate crimes
can be on Facebook, but, you can't
post our John Wayne Gacy meme. Yeah, our Jeffrey Dahmer meme. Yeah.
Really? Okay, cool. All right. This got cut off, but I can figure out what it says because I know. All right, so Page was said to be involved in several neo-Nazi bands, and he founded the band End Apathy. In 2005. What a cool name.
Yeah.
And he played in the bands Define Hate and Blue Eyed Devils, all considered racist white power bands.
I hope he was never able to perform at any of these concerts.
Yeah, I hope that nobody ever came there.
Don't buy his merch.
And I hope that he had no groupies and everybody was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Paige's former stepmother apologized to the Sikh victims and said that she had not been in contact with her stepson for the past 12 years preceding the shooting after she divorced his father.
Okay.
A former friend described him as a loner and said that he often talked about an impending racial holy war. Okay, if your friends are talking about this shit or people you know, that's a red flag that something is bad is going on.
Yeah. If he has all these ideals, I mean, we have some crazy conspiracy theory ideals in our heads, and we talk about it, but it's nothing about a race war, okay,
absolutely not. All right, so according to his neighbors, he lived alone, rarely left his apartment, and avoided eye contact with them. He legally purchased the handgun used in the shooting on July 28th, so about a week beforehand, at a gun shop in West Dallas. Shop on 84th and Arthur.
Okay.
Yeah. He passed the background checks required, paid cash for the gun, and 3 19-round magazines. The owner of the gun shop, the place has been there forever, by the way.
Yeah.
He said that his appearance and demeanor that day in the shop raised no eyebrows whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Following the shooting, photographs of Page appeared in media reports showing him with a range of tattoos on his arms and upper body, which were said to show his links to white supremacist organizations.
Mm-hmm.
It is said that he believed the Sikhs to be Muslim, because he's a fucking idiot, but that cannot be confirmed, I'm pretty sure.
That's probably what he was thinking.
Oak Creek Police Chief John Edwards declined to speculate on the motive behind the attack, saying, "I don't know why, and I don't know that we'll ever know why, because when he died, his motive died with him."
Yeah.
I mean, I think we can speculate on why he did it. I mean, he said there was an impending
race holy war.
He probably thought they were Muslims, and we all know what's been going on since 9/11 and before then with terrorist organizations in the Middle East.
Yeah.
So I think he thought that they were Muslim, and they are literally not even from the same area.
Yeah. But even if they were Muslim.
Exactly. Even if they were Muslim. Muslim are also extremely peaceful people.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some... Do Catholics want to be judged by priests that do bad things to children or did? No. So how about we don't judge any group based on the worst of their group?
Yeah. Although we are kind of judging the white supremacists.
I mean, there are some groups that are just shit.
Yeah. But I don't like what you stand for. I'm sorry. But I'm not going to go shoot up your group.
Correct. Sect of society has some people in it that are extremists and are doing things that are not good.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to be judged by... It doesn't mean that all Muslims are bad. It doesn't mean that all Catholics do bad things to kids.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. If you are a person that listens to this bullshit music, you can just unfollow us.
Yeah.
We don't like that.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any... I mean, I'm not going to be listening to heavy metal music anyway, but definitely if you like these are the bands you like
white power music,
fuck right off.
Yeah, all the way off.
Yeah.
And again.
Yeah.
Okay, so Where'd we go, Jess?
We went to the Sikh Temple of Wisconsin, 7512 South Howell Avenue. It's in Oak Creek.
Yeah, and you got there a little bit before me.
Yes.
And then what did you text me?
So I pulled in. I was a little bit early just because I dropped my... I've been doing car line for the past couple days just to... Because I feel like Emily's old enough, she can open the door and get out on her own now, take her seatbelt off anyway. So I'm like,
instead go... Instead of walking up.
Yes, I feel like... And then when I walk up, then everybody wants like... You have to talk to people. You know, sometimes you're just not in those moods.
Absolutely not.
Anyway, so I've been doing that.
I'm a boss mom.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm never in that mood.
Yeah.
I'm just like, bye.
Well, sometimes I need to be, but I don't. Anyway, so I've been toying around with this. So I did get there a few minutes early. So when I pulled in, there was only one car in the parking lot. But a few minutes after that, another car pulled in. It was a van. Mm-hmm. And he stopped right in front of my car. Because I wasn't in the front. I was more towards, like...
Yeah, you were.
In the middle of the parking lot. Because I didn't want to, you know, be rude. So in the middle, just waiting. And he stopped and he stared at me. Like, he stopped right in front of my car and just kept staring at me. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, and I understand why they would be on guard.
Totally.
After all this time and the anniversary just happened.
There's a lot of hate.
Yeah.
A lot of people... unfortunately don't like brown people in general.
Yeah.
And it's fucking stupid.
So he stared there and it was super, super uncomfortable. Like, think about it. Stare at somebody that is staring back at you and no communication. You do it for 30 seconds and you will feel like how long that is.
It's very long.
It is very awkward. But I understood, like...
Did you smile at him? Or like?
I smiled and just... Then I put my head back down. Yeah. Because I didn't want to seem...
Well, because if you're staring back, then you seem aggressive.
Yeah. But I understand, like, what they are going through. Totally. And then I texted Heather. I'm like, we got to do this quick and get out of here because I feel like...
I'm just a couple minutes away.
I'm being rude. I'm being... Disrespectful of their temple. And so I was like, we got to get out of here. So then you came. But then right before you got there, he was leaving.
Mean mugged you again.
And then he was in the end of the parking lot. He was actually in that van when you pulled in.
Oh, yeah.
And he was staring again, but because he probably was like, what the fuck is this girl doing?
Fucking girl.
Yeah.
Stupid gringa.
Yeah. With my blonde, you know, I have my glasses and then I got light hair. Yeah. I mean, like, what is he thinking? But, and I totally understand.
Sure. I'm not blaming him at all.
So I feel really bad for any stress or anything I may have caused this person or anybody inside. Maybe he would, hey, who is that? Who, you know, you guys waiting for somebody?
We support you. Yeah. Sikh temple, you are wonderful people.
Yeah, and your temple is absolutely beautiful.
And they do a lot of really good things for the community, and we are very sorry if us being there made anybody uneasy.
Yeah, and uncomfortable. So we got there, took a picture, and got the heck out of there very quickly.
Very quickly. There was no hood rat shit.
No.
Trying to look around or anything.
But I did see, like, when I was sitting there, there's that field and next to it. And I did see this squirrel. I'm like, oh, what is that squirrel? I was, like, digging. And all of a sudden, a hawk came and tried to get the squirrel. Oh, it was, like, some National Geographic shit. It was so cool.
Nolan would love that.
It was really cool. He didn't get him. And then, like, they stared each other down. Like, the hawk and the squirrel. And then the squirrel was like, what's up, mother? Like, just staring at him.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yes, squirrel.
So it kind of took my mind off of me being there and feeling uncomfortable. Anyway, so the temple's... very beautiful, but you could know the members are probably still very on guard.
Oh, totally, and I don't blame them. So it's 7512 South Howell in Oak Creek. If you don't go there, I mean, there's no reason. You don't want to make these people uneasy.
Yeah.
But if you drive by Howell, you will see it has beautiful gold
kind of, like, those cars. It looks like
temple spires almost. Those things that, like, you see in, like, Russia, where they're, like...
Yeah, like on the Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called.
I don't know either. I'm sorry.
But they're really, really beautiful.
It's a beautiful place.
And it kind of takes you off guard. Like, when you don't really see it until you pull in, you're like, oh, my gosh. Like, this building just stands out. It's just so pretty.
It's beautiful.
So, all right. So, what's Snoop got to say about all this? Give
Snoop
us some words.
Snoop says, when I was a small boy, if we had a problem, we would fight about it with our fists. We wouldn't shoot somebody, killing them or wounding them. That's not hard. That's not hard to do. I would like people to put down the guns. If you have a problem, talk about it or fight about it.
Yeah.
Snoop. I mean, I don't advocate fighting in general, but what he's trying to say is people are so quick to reach for guns instead of talking about things or fist fight. Again, don't fight, because we just had a story about a kid that hit his head and died.
Yeah.
So fighting is shitty
scary.
Too. But I do definitely think that people need to talk.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't understand somebody or you have a problem, you should talk about it.
Yeah. Don't get rid of empathy and whatever that fucker's saying. And apathy or whatever. And whatever.
Apathy or...
all that.
Yeah.
Just try to understand.
Yeah.
Everyone exactly. should just stay in your lane. Just stay in your corner.
Here's an idea.
Leave people alone.
If you don't like something, don't look at it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like... I don't want to get on my soapbox, but if you don't like gay marriage, don't... watch somebody gay get married.
Yeah. Or just leave them alone.
Just leave them alone.
Yeah.
Who has stay no bearing lane. On your life whatsoever.
Yep. Stay in your lane.
Yeah. If you don't want to be around Sikh people, then don't go around them.
Yeah. You don't have to go to temple there. You can just let
Nobody's
them be.
Nobody's telling you.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right. PSA all right. for the world.
Yeah. Just fucking knock it off.
Yeah.
Right? Thanks.
Stop it.
Yes.
All right, so sorry that was kind of not as uplifting. Yeah. None of these are uplifting, but it wasn't as...
Well, I mean, we just had the 10th anniversary, and, like, it's a big deal, and it was a really horrible thing. Again, another horrible thing that happened in Wisconsin that put our state on a very unfortunate map again.
Yeah.
So maybe we could stop doing that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
I mean, we have a lot of material to cover because of it, but, I mean, we just keep having these horrific things.
Yeah. So stop
it. We had another fucking mass shooting last night on Brady Street.
Really?
4 people shot.
Oh, I don't watch the news.
On Brady Street.
Yeah.
Which is like...
yeah, been there.
Supposed to be one of the parts of town that is like okay to go and shop and eat and dine and blah, blah, blah.
And walk around, yeah.
So anyways, just...
remember we were on Brady Street and that guy came with the motorcycle and he was like DMX. Like,
and we barked at him and he was laughing.
That was so funny.
It was funny. I liked it.
All right. Okay. So follow us on Instagram at Downmurder Lane.
Or on Facebook, Downmurder Lane, a true crime podcast.
Email us at downmurderlanepodcast@gmail.com.
And please rate and review on Apple Podcasts, etc. because that is how people find our podcast.
Yes. And I have to say, please send us, slide into Heather's DM.
Yeah.
Please email us something, whatever you want to say.
Suggestions, whatever
you
want us to do or talk about. We're getting back on track here, so we're going to be going on adventures again soon.
Yes.
And doing all sorts of fun things. So if there's a case or anything you want us to talk about, let us know. We are coming up on our 2-year podcast anniversary.
I can't believe it.
I know.
So are we going to, let's talk about that. Maybe starting season 3.
Season 3 coming soon.
I love it. Anyway, so I was just saying, please reach out to us because I reached out to a podcast I listened to.
You did?
Like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, I'm just going to email them. I have a question about something they talked about. And they responded within within a couple hours. And I was like, I felt in my heart, like my heart started beating. I'm like, oh my God, I'm talking to them.
You were
I feel
so
like these
excited.
Are my friends. And it was so cool. And they were so like, well, thank you for reaching out to us and stuff like that. Yeah. And it was just really cool.
What podcast was it?
It's, I can't tell you. It's.
Is it a BTS one?
It is a BTS podcast.
I knew it.
It may or may not be a Korean boy band podcast. But I listened to, only because there's a dip in the market. There's no Backstreet Boy podcast. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody needs to create, there used to be one, but they stopped. I don't know why.
You don't have time for another podcast.
Well, I mean, I would make time if there was a Backstreet Boy podcast. Yeah. I'd listen to that shit all day. Yeah. But, yeah.
No, I mean to make another one.
Oh, no. I can barely do this one.
I know.
So, yeah, but somebody needs to make one of those. Anyway, so please reach out to us. We love to hear from people, and, we like to communicate.
We like it. Slide in those DMs, please.
All right. Thank you. Until next time.
Take that trip.
But pack wisely.
Because you never know who you'll run into.
Down Murder Lane.
Bye.